The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 362 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its January 5 update. A Barrie man over 79 years old died on January 4 after contracting COVID-19. Of the two deaths reported in the last 2 days, an Aurelia woman between 65 and 79 years old and the Barrie man over 79 years old, one person was fully vaccinated with 2 doses and one person was unvaccinated. Though the health unit is providing updates on local lab-confirmed cases, a notice on its website indicates the case numbers are underestimating COVID transmission in the community. COVID testing is only available for select groups and is therefore not catching all the cases in the community. According to the health unit, 98% of the cases confirmed in the last week were caused by the Omicron strain. Included in the new cases reported today are 64 unvaccinated, 15 partially vaccinated, and 237 fully vaccinated people. There are 6,245 active, lab-confirmed cases in the region, but this total doesn't include those who did not get tested. 33 Simcoe Muskoka residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, and 9 are in intensive care units. It is not yet clear if all those hospitalized are being treated for COVID-related illness, or whether they were hospitalized for unrelated reasons. 14 of the hospitalized cases were unvaccinated, 5 of the 9 patients in the intensive care unit are unvaccinated. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 86 unvaccinated people, 8 partially vaccinated, and 33 fully vaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 23,531 cases of COVID-19 with 17,262 of those cases recovered and 289 cases ending in death. A little over 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. More than 30% of the over 12 population has had 3 doses of COVID vaccine. Because of the high number of cases being reported to the health unit, transmission source is now being listed as either sporadic or outbreak related. There are 21 cases linked to outbreaks included in today's report, and the rest are listed as sporadic cases. Included in the new cases reported today are 48 youth under 18 years old, 132 people between 18 and 34 years old, 63 people between 35 and 44 years old, 77 people between 45 and 64 years old, 20 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 22 people 80 years old and older. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today include Collingwood, 5, Clearview, 6, Wasaga Beach, 7, Barrie, 111, Springwater, 14, Innisfil, 28, Bradford, 46, Aurelia, 16, Oromadont, 13, Severn, 11, Remara, 2, Midland, 10, Tiny, 7, Tay, 2, Penetanguishene, 4, Isa, 12, New Tecumseth, 19, Ajala Tosarantio, 4, New cases reported in Muskoka District include Bracebridge, 8, Gravenhurst, 29, Huntsville, 8. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on January 5. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 376-280, 2 January 4 3, 172,405.77% Barrie 8,151.5, 913,136 the 14th of January 4 5, 313,768 86.2% Bradford WG 3,054 2,459 41 January 4 6, 996,701 86.2% Clearview 291, 200, 5 January 4 1, 936,326 84.8% Collingwood 511, 333, 4 January 4, 2071 397 90% ESA 935-682-6, 1 January 4, 3, 879,581 75.6% Innisfil 2139 1622 21 3 January 4, 5, 188,640 85.2% Midland 413-296-7-2 January 4, 2, 256,284 87.3% New Tecumseth 2,292 1,813 19.3 January 4, 5, 413,614 80.7% Aurelia 892-572-11-1 January 4, 2, 591,506 89.8% Oromedont 585-376-6-2 January 4, 2, 508,514 84.4% Penetanguishene 378-265-8-1 January 4, 3, 922,581 90.6% Remara 232-173-1-1 January 3, 2, 219,354 86.9% Severn 336-164-3 January 4, 2, 241,760 85.6% Springwater 828-515-2 January 4, 3, 863,844 92.2% Tay 249-178-3 January 4, 2, 220,366 87.8% Tiny 320-202-2 January 4, 2, 340,544 80.1% Wasaga Beach 557-438-5-1 January 4, 2, 350,291 87% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 26. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.